Tim, just sum the night up if you could in the circumstances.
A wonderful advert for non-league football from our point of view. I thought we were sensational for the whole piece, if I'm honest. We looked a massive threat going forward. Obviously, to fall 2-0 down in fairly quick time, even though we were creating chances ourselves. You're sort of thinking, Christ, if I get another one quickly on the counter, we could get torched here. But the backbone and the pride and the togetherness within the team, it was an incredible turnaround, really was. And then we looked like we were going to win, to be honest with you. I thought we were on the front foot. You know, we had them pinned back for long periods, panicking, scalping balls here, there and everywhere, giving us set plays. And I just thought we were wonderful. I thought, I can't say a thing. I'm proud as punch of them. And to lose with a penalty decision like that was hard to take. But listen, it's what it is. Blackpool are a super football club and they're a super staff. And I wish them the very best of luck against Arsenal. I really do.
But that was harsh on you, wasn't it, in the circumstances that it arrived as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the only thing I asked the ref afterwards was, are you 100% sure it was a penalty? And he said, I'm absolutely 100% sure it was a penalty. So I said, okay, fine, that's fine. Because I hadn't seen it. Now, I have seen it now. And listen, it's not a penalty. It's as simple as that. It is not a penalty kick. And it's a colossal error. It's a colossal error because it's cost us a fortune. So that's such is life. We crack on. We've got a big game to recover for now. Barrow at home in the National League, you know, which is our bread and butter. And we need to make sure that we're fit and ready to go. We'll have one or two a bit sore, I think, in the next couple of days. But we've got to make sure that we get a team out that's competitive.
But it was a superhuman effort, physically and mentally, from the players, wasn't it, tonight? Yeah. As you say, after the first 20 minutes to be 2-0 down.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a set piece, obviously, the first one. They worked a little block on us, which we do quite well ourselves at times, and they'd done us. We got bit by our own trick. And then a counter-attack. A break down the left, and the boy Bowler's he's a handful, and he was their main threat with Nangele at our place, and I thought those were the two that were the main threat tonight. And when Joe Dodu went off early on, I thought that hamstrung him a little bit up top, and I thought we were with the team in the ascendancy. I thought we were first to the ball all over the pitch, and pinned them in for long periods, and we were tremendous. That's as well as I've seen a National League or Conference team play against the league opposition for a long, long time. I couldn't be any prouder if I tried. Having said that, it means absolutely nothing now because we're out, and we have to start concentrating very, very quickly on a very intense Christmas campaign that's coming up. Or, you know, we've got a run of fixtures now into the early part of the new year, which are really going to test us physically and test our small squad.
It's a sickener, but won't struggle to pick the players up because of the performances tonight for the league games now, will you?
Well, no, I won't be able to struggle picking them up. I never do. I've only really had to raise my voice twice this season in anger for a couple of games where I was not pleased. But, hey, listen, in terms of the league and cup, in 30-odd games that we've played so far, that ain't a bad ratio. Other than that, they've been absolutely magnificent, you know, and that goes from Monday to Friday as well. When I see the standard and the quality of the training and the effort and commitment levels being put in, I'm delighted. I stand and watch them and thoroughly enjoy watching them. You know, they're a great set. You can see the spirit for yourselves today. You know, if we get beat, at least we get beat in the right way. You know, we don't fall apart and capitulate and give up. We stand and have a go. And I thought that's what I asked them before the first game. Make sure it's a proper cup tie, and we try and drag them into a hole. And I thought we did that in both games. And credit to Blackpool, they've found a way to get out the hole and win.
Just finally from me, 400 people have made the trip up here a week before Christmas. Yeah. I mean, the support was tremendous, wasn't it?
It was, and we sort of knew, we heard reports at our club that there was 7 or 8 coaches coming up and people coming up on the train, etc. It was wonderful. They were right behind the lads, even at 2-2 zip down, they were right behind us, and I they must have enjoyed it. You know, I mean, Solihull Moor is a fairly new football club, 2007, and, you know, we're a growing football club and we're trying to improve. And they must be delighted to follow us, and we're proud of the following. We brought up here, and our home and away followings are increasing, and long may that continue. You know, we've had a couple of really big gates at home for Salford and Harrogate, and obviously the Blackpool game, and they're the last sort of three. So, you know, long may that continue, and listen, hopefully we're a club on the up and growing.
Thank you. Thanks very much indeed. Cheers.